Welcome to BPI Group's Taking the Lead Shortcasts. I'm Susan Gallagher, President and CEO of BPI Group, and today I am delighted to be speaking with Liz Conley, CHRO and Senior Vice President of Coworker Services at CDW. Liz, welcome.
Hi, Susie. Thank you. Glad to be here.
So as leaders, we've been tested in new ways in this time of both COVID-19 and the renewed demands for racial justice in the country. Tell us some of the key lessons you've learned through these times. You've been a leader for quite some time. What's different? What are some new lessons you've learned?
Maybe it's more than the new lessons, the importance of things that in the past were a little bit harder, I think, for leaders to leverage as they lead from the front. But I think it's been quite clear that for leaders, the importance of being authentic and being vulnerable and being able to be vulnerable in front of your people has never been more important. And I think that's one of those things we've debated. As leaders, we want to have the answers. We want to know what the direction is. We set that tone for our people. We set that direction. In the middle of this crisis, we don't have the answers. And you're forced to stand before your people and say, I don't have the answers, but I'm going to try to figure it out. I'm going to do it alongside all of you, and we'll be transparent and we'll communicate early and often. And that authenticity and that kind of vulnerability is very hard for leaders.
So how have you embraced that? And is it getting more comfortable as we continue through this crisis?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that maybe as a leader in the past was, for me, always part of how I led in my DNA. But it was probably something I covered up more than today. I am very comfortable now. Because this situation, this crisis has forced us to accept that we don't have all the answers because there are no precedents here. And so I've led a number of our efforts around communications with our coworkers, and I have absolutely leaned into that. And I think it's helped us to build trust with our coworkers to enhance a very deep level of trust we already had, because they do look to us to help them get through this, whether it's the coronavirus or the impact that they feel personally or because of the social unrest.
Yeah, and I know you advise leaders both within CDW and outside of CDW. Are you sensing that most leaders are feeling that they can lean into this now more than before? Or is there a group that's still having a lot of trouble with this authenticity and exposure to unknown?
More and more leaders are leaning into it. And you see it in a wide range of forms. So leaders who everything was scripted previously will take their cell phone and dial into a Zoom call with their teams on a Monday morning, very informally. You see leaders in their homes, you see them with their families, you see them in settings that we would never see them before. And they have to operate in a world where they can't prepare for everything. And so I think more and more people are leaning into it, and I think are feeling a sense of empowerment and encouragement by the response that they're getting from their teams.
Yeah, and that's an important aspect of this, right? I think we all assumed before as leaders, you would have to present confidence and answers and direction, and our teams are allowing us to be real in these times and not have all the answers. So do you think that that will continue? Do you think that that's a new era, I guess, of engagement between leaders and teams as to how things actually happen and how things roll out, and that oftentimes there aren't answers? Do you think that that's also driving a change in the demands of the teams that leaders lead?
I do think it's driving a change, and I do think it will persist even as we come out of this time. I believe the social contract between employees and employer has changed. Now, it began with the coronavirus. It's happened and intensified with the social unrest we've all been facing more recently. Our employees and we call them coworkers at CDW, expect more of us. They expect us to take care of them. They expect us to protect their well-being. They expect us to understand the impact that racism has on them and to eradicate racism in the workplace. They expect us to understand them and their lives better. And therefore, as I said, the social contract between the employee and the employer has changed. And I think that will remain the case as we move forward. And I think it's a movement that's been building, but has certainly been intensified in this last several months.
Well, that certainly sounds like a wonderful environment to be in, and more open and easier to operate in some circumstances. Do you see any downsides, any exposure to corporations or anything we need to be also managing?
There are always risks where there are opportunities. We know that that's the case. These are uncharted waters. I'm certain that there is some downside and there are risks when you have the lines between your employees' lives outside of work and inside of work being more and more blurred. We often say, if you're sending out communication, assume you're sending out communication that could go anywhere in a world where it's a very porous society. Everything can be posted and we're all walking around with our phones and have access to the world all day long, every day. So I think that the world has become a place where the lines are more blurred, and that blending of work and life has lots of opportunity, but it certainly has challenges as well. And we're going to have to manage some of the risks that will come along with that.
Well, Liz, so many great ideas. It sounds like that's maybe the subject for our next short cast coming up, but thank you so much for your time this morning. And thanks for sharing these really thought-provoking topics as we carry on. We'll look forward to talking with you again.
It's my pleasure. Thanks to you and BPI for creating this series.
Taking the Lead is a production of BPI Group, and the views expressed are those of the host and guests. For more information, please visit bpi-group.us. Music for this podcast is courtesy of Jazzar.